commodity broker Gordy Kulovitz with Chido Commodities joins us for the weekly ag market recap. Gordy, it turned out off week later on, and boy, we got through the USDA report on Wednesday, one of the biggest reports of the year. Thought we got through with any damage, and then we got massacred the next day.
It was an odd week, and again, the news coming in, by and large, was wildly friendly. South American weather continues to go downhill. Like I predicted back, before Christmas, that now that we're into January, we're seeing more and more business being done. You know, I think we had some kind of export sale announcement every day this week. We're starting to see stuff happen. And yet somehow the market just kind of blew up on us on Thursday. And again, there's a forecast of rain and the forecast for next week for South America. But it's not raining there now, and throughout the week we've had different stories out of South America, both Argentina and Brazil, downgrading the crops. Even the USDA admitted they're downgrading the crops down there. And a year ago they refused to. So, it just feels like, what is the market really looking for? I can't believe after months of no rain, and not only that, but hot temperatures, even if it does change the pattern, that we've salvaged that crop. And the crazy part is, if indeed that pattern change would occur, and they're not saying it's a pattern, they're just calling for a rain event, you would think corn is the one that would be the one that would benefit most from the rain, since the biggest crop of corn gets planted, down the road here. Today, corn was the one up a dime at the end of the day, and everything else was hammered. And, it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense to me. But, the one thing that does make sense, I guess, based on the commitment of traders, the funds are short the wheat. And that's the one they're kind of pounding on. But, from a real-world standpoint, I'm not sure it makes a lot of sense. Now, we've talked before about Kazakhstan and Ukraine and all the tension there. And that should have wheat prices soaring. And yet nobody's even brought that up. I haven't seen anybody mention that concept in any kind of forum, any kind of news article. So it's kind of weird. They've mentioned a few times about petroleum that, it's a kind of a world hub for pipelines and shipping. But nothing about wheat. And quite frankly, it's wildly important for wheat.
From the technical side, then, the corn charts were just kind of a little ways off the bottom end of the range. Beans are still in the range, even with the shellacking Thursday and lower today. They're still in the range too, aren't they?
Yeah, the corn and beans have just been going back and forth for a while now. And, it's kind of disappointing that we've backed off again. And so, we're still toward the upper end of the range. You look at where we started December off at 1220. So, even backing off, we're still well above, all those recent lows. And it's only the wheat that looks like it's kind of under some serious pressure. And, that's toward the low end of its trade range. But again, it's at the low end of the range going all the way back in the last fall. So you think now that we're down here, we'd start seeing some decent support building again.
Well, we do have a long weekend now. The markets are closed Monday for Martin Luther King Day. Do you think that could maybe be to our benefit, too, after they really tried to hammer us so hard later on this week?
Well, you'd think that might. And again, we get closer to, some kind of resolution with that rain event in South America. The other one is it's a uniquely U.S. holiday, so it's the rest of the world trades on that day. And, sometimes those are the days when the markets kind of come back and do what they're supposed to do. So it's not impossible that we could see the market kind of rebound overseas in effect, which would give us a chance for a gap, move on Monday night when you start trading again. So there is that possibility.
But in the meantime, then when we do come back, it's going to be all about South American weather, and then it's going to be demand here, right?
Pretty much. The weird thing is the last couple of years, we've been kind of selling off into the end of the month. But usually we kind of rallied through after the report. So maybe we're kind of reversing that pattern. The funds like to do things and they see the pattern and they try and be the first kind of the pattern. So the pattern starts moving. So it could quite be that maybe the funds realize we tend to sell off into the end of the month. They kind of anticipate sell early, which would mean then we can see a rebound into the end of the month, kind of the inverse of that. So it's certainly not impossible that, we're kind of moving things around. And these long weekends oftentimes are kind of those sort of turning point type situations.
And the livestock this last week, a little bit of excitement there too.
Well, the livestock the last couple of months have been just goofy, I guess you want to say. And, some of my cash guys, they're calling me up going, what's going on? Nobody can figure out some of these moves. You look at Monday, big ranges. We start off with cattle running up, 142. Then the very next day, they're down 110. Then they kind of go sideways for 2 days. And then they finish off the week back up 100. You know, so it's like they close right on a key moving average. And yet, at the same time, with all of that, we're right still smack in the middle of the trade range that goes back into November. And so it's just sort of volatility for the sake of what the heck. And the hogs are kind of the same story. You look at the last couple days, you go back to last Friday, hogs are down 330 points. They followed through with another 127. You know, I mean, we started last Friday off up at a little over 83. Yesterday morning, the sell-off continued. We got down to 77, just a hair over 77. And then today we're up 300 points, you know, closing back up at 80-90. It's just, you know, and again, we're smack in the middle of the trade range. So, I mean, the cash guys are asking me, you know, am I seeing anything? Because they're not seeing a whole lot of anything that makes any sense. You know, it's just, it's all rumors. You know, guys are like, well, maybe it's the packing plants have issues with COVID. It's shipping issues. It's the Chinese are in buying or they're not buying. And there's not really a lot of good, solid news you can really hang your hat on out there. But we're seeing some just big swings. And the problem is they're not really any kind of a pattern to them. They're just kind of, you know, pulling back and forth. And, you know, it's a little bit of spreading. They're buying cattle and sell hogs and then vice versa. But the net result is the meats are finishing off the week kind of smack in the middle of ranges. At least they're finishing on an uptick. So I think that's a little bit friendly. But, again, there's just not a lot to do with them in here. So a lot of markets this week are kind of finishing off with kind of a question mark. You know, you look at the metals, you know, the stock market, a lot of questions at the end of the week about where we're going, how we're situated. And, you know, I think, you know, central banks around the world are making big decisions about where they're going to go and, you know, how they're going to handle the economies going forward. We got big earnings coming out. And, you know, I think a lot of money is coming off the table now. You know, you got stocks like Tesla that are seeing it just incredible multiples. I mean, way beyond what reality would suggest they're worth. And it's a new year. So guys are taking money off the table over there and actually in a lot of different investment vehicles. So that now, you don't have to pay tax on it till basically next year. So what's happening is they're building cash positions. And at some point that will start coming into other markets, probably like ours. But for now, I think a lot of it is just, you know, money's coming off the table. And I don't think there's a whole lot of rationale behind a lot of this other than it's just short-term, you know, fund money moving.
And the outside markets this last week, the dollar, that was helping us later on going lower. But, boy, we had a lot of turmoil in the stock market.
Yeah, I mean, the dollar's the one bright spot. And, again, that finished off the day up 41 today. But we started the week off up over 96, and we're still down here, you know, in the low 95, so we've still taken a chunk off. And, you know, basically we've been up there in that trade range for a month and a half. So kind of took that trade range and sort of reversed it. It's weird. It's funky. You could make the case it's a big head and shoulders top up there. And, you know, that bodes well, I guess, if the dollar keeps working lower for a lot of markets. And the stock market, you know, a lot of earnings coming out the next couple of weeks. We were up against all-time highs just 2 weeks ago. And so even though we've backed off, we're still, you know, up basically flirting with the 35,000-36,000 area. We haven't given back a lot, but I think the market's nervous. It's a Friday. Had some, like I say, some negative earnings reports out of some of the financial institutions. And that didn't help either today with the stock market down 350. But again, at this point, we're already 130, 40 points off the lows. So it's not looking as bad as it was. And the NASDAQ's actually got to the plus side. So, I mean, this week is really kind of a, I don't know, sort of an in-between week, just a backing and filling week for so many markets. And I just think it's one of those kind of, you know, non-event weeks. You just got to get through it. And then hopefully with a change in the, you know, long-range weekend and, you know, maybe get back to business as usual for one of these days and get things back to trending.
Commodity broker Gordy Kulawetz.